Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now the time is 6:34. Vertigo is usually associated with a fear of heights, but it's a lot more than that and can affect 1 in 20 in older people. Treating it is complicated, but an Irish startup is working on a device to help with that. It's called Vertigenius, and Mark Barry is the chief executive, who has just secured €2.1 million to expand. And Mark is on the line. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Joe.
Have you spent the €2.1 million yet?
Not quite yet, but we're well on our way and always looking forward to it.
Okay, now tell us more, before we get into what you guys have developed, tell us more about what Vertigo is.
Yeah, so as you said, people often think of vertigo as the fear of heights, and it's not that. It's something which is much more widespread, unfortunately. And really, if you can imagine that you wake up one morning and the room is spinning, you feel nauseous, you try to get out of bed and you don't have proper balance. So it really is quite a debilitating condition, and it can be caused by things such as concussions, can be caused as a side effect of things like multiple sclerosis. And even as we get older, our natural balance systems degenerate and we end up with vertigo. So it's an awful condition, impacts a lot of people, 1 in 20 people. And you can imagine...
1 in 20, that is a huge...
Correct.
And is that at the later stages in life, or 1 in 20 across the population?
It's actually 1 in 20 across the population, and it gets worse as we get older, as our balance systems degenerate.
Wow. Now, what's the treatment been before your product came along?
So the treatment at the moment, it's like a form of physiotherapy. And you can imagine, instead of doing exercises with your arms and with your legs, you're doing exercises with your head. And it's retraining the balance system. It's a very specialized form of physiotherapy called vestibular therapy. And it really is very effective. It works very well. The problem is that there's a huge lack of capacity in the system. There aren't enough trained physiotherapists, vestibular experts around the world. And as a result of this, there is a huge lack of capacity in the system, long waiting lists, and only about 10% of the people that need the treatment actually get it.
And now you have developed a physical device to help doctors monitor vertigo patients.
That's correct. So it actually helps in terms of the assessment and the treatment of vertigo. So it's a piece of software that clinicians can use to assess patients, to prescribe exercises very quickly. The patient gets an app that they can use in their home where they can actually follow the exercises, track their symptoms. And then there's a head sensor, and it looks a little bit like a hearing aid. It's worn over the ear just while they're doing the exercises. And what this does is it actually tracks in real time the head movement, which is really important in the treatment of vertigo. It actually gives real time feedback to the patient that they're doing the exercises properly. And more importantly, it gives feedback back to the clinician that their patient has been doing their exercises properly or at all, and they can track their symptoms, they can change the treatment depending on how the patient responds. So it's really a game changer in terms of being able to deliver the therapy in the home.
Okay, and it's designed and manufactured in Ireland?
It's designed and manufactured in Ireland. In fact, the origins of it were a spin out of Trinity College in Dublin, where Dr. Dara Meldrum, she's an assistant professor there. She's been working in the area for 30 years, and she thought there must be a better way to treat it. So all of the invention, all of the R&D is done in Ireland, and we actually manufacture it in Ireland as well, using a local supplier.
Okay. And med tech companies like you, what do they need to grow? In other words, what support or what infrastructure do you need in place to kind of take off?
Well, I think there's obviously capital is really important because it's a capital intensive business. It can take a long time for medical devices to get to market. You have to often go through clinical trials, which are expensive. So capital is important. And the second thing is, you know, a real knowledge of the medical device industry. So it is a very specific industry. And we're really lucky in Ireland. There's a fantastic ecosystem in Ireland with large multinationals, with small startups, and even the likes of Enterprise Ireland, which are well set up to support local companies. And, you know, certainly as a CEO of a small startup, I found it incredible the support that I've had from other CEOs of other startups who have been further along the journey and very willing to help in terms of, you know, sharing the lessons learned and the scars that they have further along in their journey to help us to accelerate our progress.
Well, best of luck with it, Mark, and I hope you continue to grow and continue to hire. That's Mark Barry, the Chief Executive of Vertigenius.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.